Today's affiliate sponsor is Solo.to. Nothing frustrates me more than taking the time to record videos for social media and saying, check the link up in my bio, only to realize that I forgot to update the link. I just keep thinking about all of those people who went to the page to look at my bio only to be disappointed. Solo.to is a versatile link that you can use in your social media bios and everywhere to better connect your audience across any platform. Add all of your links, social media accounts, and contact buttons to one beautifully responsive page. With Solo.to, you can embed videos and podcasts right on your page, and they automatically update when you post new episodes. It's truly amazing. Gone are the days where I have to add each episode link to my bio. I know that once it's published, it's everywhere. I can even get analytics on what clicks got the most pages or pages got the most clicks. You know what I'm saying. If you need an example, check out my solo.to page linked in all of my social media bios, especially Instagram at DJ Treacy Treese. Never miss a click or a client. Try solo.to today. Click the link in the show notes to receive 10% off of your membership. Let's get to today's show.
You are listening to your auntie's favorite DJ, DJ Treacy Treese.
Happy hump day and welcome back to What the Pod. I go by the name of DJ Treacy Treese, your auntie's favorite DJ and now your fairy pod mother. Welcome to What the Pod, the podcast that recommends new shows for you to listen to. Thank y'all for rocking with me all this time. Let's jump right into today's show. So the first podcast that I'm listening to today is a gaming podcast. I haven't listened to a ton of these because the only game I play, honestly, is Call of Duty. I'm looking to expand a little bit more on that because gaming podcasts are jumping. So if you're a gamer and you're out there, hit me up on social media and let me know what podcast you're listening to in the gaming realm. This specific one is called Remember the Game. It's a retro gaming podcast, which I can get down with because, you know, I'm kind of a retro gamer. I play a lot of the same games or the same old games. I know there's a lot of people out there that's like me. Something that's not too time intensive and got all these graphics, again, other than Call of Duty, because I play a lot of that. But this one is called Remember the Game, the Retro Gaming Podcast. And the specific episode that I'm listening to is number 176, Gunstar Heroes. Now, I clicked on this because it's talking about the Sega Genesis. The Sega Genesis was the PlayStation of my childhood, okay? You had to blow in the cartridge. You had all these different things that you had to do. You had the one game that was a Nintendo one. You shoot birds. Okay, that wasn't that. But, I mean, I had Street Fighter on there. Sonic was on there. Like, this was the first gaming system that I really could relate to, and I don't remember Gunstar Heroes. So, it's got the name Gun in it. My mama's super religious. She wasn't really letting me play no gun games like that back in the day, but I want to hear about this just to check it out because it seems like the quickest. It's actually the most relatable one game for me that's in like the top five. They got some other ones on here that's like The Legend of Zelda, Mega Man 5, Tomb Raider, Mortal Kombat. I could have clicked those, but they was a little bit farther back. Donkey Kong Racing. Like, if any of these games sounds like ones, remember Kirby's Dream Land? That was a good one that was on there. Dr. Mario, that's really, you know, I was like more Sega Genesis and Game Boy. So they also got a top 20 NES games, which is phenomenal. Wii Sports, they even covering new stuff like Killer Instinct, Zelda 2, Super Mario Kart. I love this. So if you're looking for a gaming podcast and you want to like remember the times and go back and listen to listen to something about a lot of the games that you used to play in the past, excuse me. Comedian Alan Blank and his guests reminisce about their favorite retro video games. I don't know if they playing it. That would be dope if we can like hear them playing it and hear the sounds, because a lot of the times with these games, the nostalgic sound is a part of it, right? So definitely check this one out. It's linked below. Remember the Game, Retro Gaming Podcast. The next podcast that I'm listening to, excuse me, man, my throat is acting weird today, but it's called and that's why we drink. I'm gonna read this description. This is the podcast description. It says, murder and the paranormal finally meet. Okay, so this is a paranormal true crime podcast. Now, I've individually covered paranormal, and I've also covered true crime. I'm getting into true crime. It's not really my thing, but it's such a jumping category in podcasting that I can't help but cover it and can't help but start to get into it. Now, if you look way, way back in my podcast feed, I don't know, maybe episode 7 or something like that, it was a What the Paranormal episode, and I had a lady on who had actually been abducted by aliens, y'all. For real, for real. She told me the story and everything, and there was another episode called What the Magic, with a man who dealt with paranormal kinds of things and spirits and all that. So I've covered this with actual people in an interview style podcast, if you want to go back in my feed and scroll through that. But the fact that paranormal and true crime is together, it's like, okay, now y'all gonna solve the crimes with the paranormal, or what's gonna happen here? Continuing to read this, it says, grab your wine and your milkshakes and join us every Sunday for some chilling ghost stories and downright terrifying true crime stories. The world's a scary place, and that's why we drink. Okay, so is some of this true and some of this false? Because are you assuming that the paranormal stuff is true? I don't know, but the episode that I'm listening to today is from December 1st, and it's Listener Stories of Volume 62. Let's read this episode description. It says, Christmas time is here. Join M wrapped in Christmas lights and Allison for some spiked hot chocolate and peppermint schnapps and wilted whipped cream. We cover all the things holiday, from haunted snow globes to potentially sitting on the lap of a murderous mall Santa. Gee, how do those things go together? How do those things? Ghosts, I mean, really, you watch those shows with, like, Ghostbusters. That was on the episode last week. But you going from paranormal things to sitting on a killer lap? I don't know. We got to see. I'll definitely listen to this. This is going to be on What the Pod Recaps, too. So make sure you check out my live stream on Friday on Twitch and YouTube and Facebook, because we're going in on this one. It says, we also have one of five of M's Minches on benches. See, is this like Elf on the Shelf? And some funky ice cubes, and that's why we drink. All right, I'm going to check these people out, give them a chance. The cover art is pretty dope as well. It's got the, like, eye of the dollar sign, so it's almost Illuminati, got blood, got wine. It's a whole lot of things. So definitely check out, and that's why we drink, a paranormal and true crimes podcast. Now, the last podcast that I'm checking out today is a podcast that's not really listener-friendly unless you like hearing rain. My wife likes to listen to the sound of rain while she reads books, and a lot of people do it for sleep and meditation and all of that. I did not know there was a podcast called Rain Sounds, y'all. You can literally click this Rain Sound podcast. It says sounds for sleep, meditation, studying, and relaxation. It's just different rains. One episode is, the one that's linked in the bio, is 1 hour of rain downpour. Then the next is small waterfall, summer rain again, harbor storm, a rainy laundromat. So they got clothes going in the background while it's raining. If you into listening to rain sounds, go ahead and follow this. You can probably go to sleep to this every single night. And it looks like they got a YouTube as well. It's by Soul Good Media. So click the link below and check out some rain sounds for an hour. That's all I got for you today, folks. I suggest you listen to these podcasts, and I thank you for joining me on What the Pod. Let me know what you think about today's show on social media. I appreciate you for joining me. As always, I go by the name of DJ Treacy Tree Show, Auntie's favorite DJ, and now your fairy pod mother. It would mean the world to me if you left me a review on Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcasts specifically. I need to trend in the world. Only way I can do that is if I trend on Apple Podcasts. Okay, that's just the truth of where we at right now. If it changes, I'll let you know, and I'll beg you to go somewhere else. But go on Apple Podcasts, type in What the Pod question mark with Treacy. That's all you gotta, you ain't gotta put Treacy, just Treacy. They'll know it's me. Scroll all the way to the bottom, hit 5 stars, and leave me some kind words. That's all I need. Thank you to everyone who's done that. I've had some listeners go in and do that in that last week. Y'all are the best. Just a bomb. Make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at DJ Treacy Treece. That's DJ TRICEY TRICE. And I'll see you right back here tomorrow for more podcasts for you to listen to. DJ Treacy Treece.